John, who are the candidates for sheriff in Cherokee County?
The incumbent sheriff is Keith Lovin. He's been in office for the last 12 years. He's a Democrat who's being challenged by one of his former deputies, Derek Palmer, Republican.
And what is Sheriff Lovin saying about his challenger?
In recent affidavits, the sheriff essentially pointed a finger at many of his former deputies for the way they handled evidence, including weapons. In Palmer's case, Lovin alleges that Palmer held on to four guns seized by the drug task force, surrendered them to the SBI, and then refused a lie detector test about the matter. Palmer disputes that thoroughly. He says, I, in fact, volunteered twice to take a lie detector test, and they were canceled.
We've heard this before in Western North Carolina, the mishandling of evidence.
Certainly. Within the last decade, both Buncombe County and Nashville have seen major evidence scandals where money, guns, and drugs went missing. This is also something of a statewide phenomenon, we should mention.
Wasn't the evidence seized many years ago?
In some cases, a key piece of evidence is $30,000 that was taken in a raid at a drug dealer's house in 1997. The fate of that money wended on for 13 or 14 years, but some of the items were seized more recently.
And what does Derek Palmer say about the sheriff's allegations?
Palmer says that they are sheerly political. He insists that he did no wrong, that no one was charged in the events that are disputed, and that his record's clean, and this is a political maneuver.
And could you say the SBI and the Attorney General's office will back that up? You reported that the investigation was completed, no prosecution of any individual
last
followed.
Year, after a three-year investigation, the SBI, through the Attorney General's office, said they'd completed their work and no charges would be filed.
The evidence that was seized was related to some task forces that were created. When and to do what?
In the 1990s and the 2000s, there were two separate interagency drug task forces. They had members from various county sheriff's departments, the SBI, the U.S. Attorney's Office, and their mission was strictly counter-narcotics.
It is complicated. You've got Clay, Graham, and Macon County, along with Cherokee County, involved with these task forces.
That's right. And to hear some tell it, the task forces were a very good way of countering drug dealing in the region. At the same time, they were complicated entities that were hard to administer.
Did it make it difficult to manage the evidence?
You might wonder, having read these affidavits, which we report on, because some 31 guns wound up being mishandled, and as we said earlier, more than $30,000 in cash.
So is this just politics in a race for sheriff?
We can't be certain how much politics is playing a role in these disclosures. The disclosures will certainly play a role in the politics. For the time being, it's fair to say that this is one complicated case that deserves a lot of scrutiny.
John Ellison is a reporter with the online investigative news service, Carolina Public Press.